Welcome back to the podcast. We are talking about limiting beliefs today. How to identify limiting beliefs, what they are, why they hold you back, and most importantly, how do you dissolve them, get rid of them, heal through them, or whatever word that resonates most with you. Just hope my camera focuses for this. So we're going to be going through this in detail, step by step by step. If this interests you, you want to stick around for this one. I'm very practical with this podcast of teaching you what they are, what's the importance of actually doing it, and then how can you actually work through it. So really, really juicy podcast. If you can do me a massive favor, subscribe to the channel, helps the channel out tremendously. If you can whack a comment, whack a like down below, helps so much. The bigger the channel gets, the bigger the guests get. So valuable for everyone all around. And it takes you like 5 seconds. Come on, be nice. Let's go through it. So first and foremost, what is a limiting belief? Let's start off with that. So what are they? So I actually use the term ego. So most people have heard of the term ego. A lot of people get triggered when they say that's your ego. So let me define what ego is. So the ego, or an ego, is the identity of who you view yourself to be. So your ego is all of your beliefs, all of your experiences, all of your memories, all of your perceptions. It's who you view yourself to be. And to add another line on top of that, it's who you need to be, in quotations, who you think you need to be enough and to be loved. That's who it is. So your ego is who you view yourself to be and who you think you need to be enough and to be loved. Okay? I hope that made sense. Now, your ego, if you were following along with the words I just said, your ego contains all of your beliefs. So you have, let's call them positive beliefs and negative beliefs, or empowering beliefs and limiting beliefs. You have all of them. Your ego is all of them put together. All of your beliefs put together, that is your ego. So the best analogy I have for this is, say you've got a phone or a computer, whatever makes sense to you. Let's use a phone, because phone's easier, most people can relate to it. So say you buy a phone. Your phone is going to come with default settings. Without those default settings, like your app stores, your settings, your whatever, the programming that it comes with, the phone wouldn't work. You need it to function. You need those settings and those programmings for it to actually operate as a phone. So when you're born as a human, as a baby, you were born perfect, whole, enough, and you don't, quote, need anything to be perfect. I've never met a child or a baby whose first words out of their mouth is, "I'm not enough." I'm yet to meet one. Tell me if you've met a baby that says that. You don't, because you're not born that way. There's this quote that I love, and I haven't heard anyone else say it, so I'm claiming this quote as mine, is we are all born limitless, but we are programmed out of it. I'll say it again. We are born limitless, but we're programmed out of it. So let's go back to the baby. So the baby, you, when you're a baby, and myself, everyone, we are born limitless. We are born infinite. We are born fucking powerful. Think of like the curiosity and the creativeness of children. I want to be an astronaut. I'm going to be an athlete. I'm going to be a rock star. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a celebrity. I'm going to fucking walk on water, whatever it may be. You've got like an infinite amount of curiosity and potential and limitlessness. But then between when you were born perfect and enough, and you didn't need anything to be enough, you were just enough just by being who you are. You didn't need a fucking handbag or a car or money in your bank or followers or anything. You are just you, and that is perfect. From that moment to how old you are right now, you have downloaded beliefs of who you need to be, what you can't be, what you have to be, what you should be, got to be, should be, want to be, whatever. All of those beliefs, depending on what they are, they're going to be empowering or disempowering. So if we go back to the phone, because I got a bit sidetracked, when you have a phone, it has default settings. That's what you're born with, and you need them to function. But what if you download a virus onto your phone or your computer? You download a virus which makes the computer malfunction or shut down or not work as effectively. So if you're a child and then you're born powerful, limitless, infinite, and then your parents or society or a boyfriend or something says you're not enough, you're not smart enough, you're not good looking enough, you don't fit in, your needs don't matter, you're not important, love is scary, relationships are painful, money is evil. You guys have heard some of these before. You may have some of these. These are all beliefs that you've downloaded, which I would say are limiting. It's a virus on your computer. So the process of getting rid of limiting beliefs is firstly be aware of what I'm saying. So you can't be held accountable to something you're not aware of, right? Everyone's doing the best of what they have. If you've never heard this before, well, you've heard it now. But for people that don't understand what I'm saying, it's like everyone's just doing the best of what they have. They believe that they're not enough, and that's just the belief they have. Then that's who they're going to be. You might have heard that Will Smith, I don't know if it was him, but I think he made it quite well known. If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. So if you believe you're not enough, you're not enough. Because this is the really slippery part of the ego, which is all your beliefs. Your ego has two traits. Number one, it will prove itself right. Number two, it's going to avoid pain. Now, that is very slippery when it comes to doing inner work and healing. Because number one, it's going to prove itself right. So if you believe you're not enough, you will make that true. You will self-sabotage goals. You won't take action. You will give up on things. Or you'll become an overachiever where you try to overcompensate and achieve all these things, status, money, achievement, goals, whatever it is, to prove to the world externally and yourself that you are enough. But you never feel that internal void. You create a mirage that you can never arrive at because you're trying to literally fill an internal void with an external stimulus. It doesn't work that way. And the ego, like I said, will make itself right. And the second part to that, it will avoid pain. So that's why if anyone says anything or you get triggered or someone says something and brings awareness to somewhere where you have a wound, a trauma, a limitation, your ego will want to deflect it, defend it, not lean into it because it's painful. That's where inner work is a bit slippery. So it's like, say you've got insecurities around the way that you look, like you're overweight or you think that you're overweight. You've got a belief that you're ugly, you're fat, you're overweight or something like that. And then someone asks you a question around your weight. You will, if your ego, not you, your ego will deflect it, change topic, defend it, get attack. It will get your hairs up. You'll get triggered. Your nervous system will activate. Your ego doesn't want to go towards pain. So the downside of that is it actually stops you from doing inner healing work. It's quite hard, right? Like you've got a wound here. If I touch it, it's going to trigger you. So you want to deflect it, defend it, protect it, but you ultimately never heal it. So that's the downside and the upside of the ego. It will protect you short term, but it stops you from healing long term. So that's the ego, limiting beliefs, all the above. So I'm going to go a layer deeper on this. There's two types of beliefs. There's limiting and there's empowering beliefs. They're the two types of beliefs, but I'm going to go one category or layer deeper. You've got conscious and unconscious beliefs. Most people have a level of awareness where they're aware that they've got something that doesn't serve them. I'm not smart enough. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a loser. I don't deserve love. I'm not worthy. Something like that. Most people can have a level of awareness to some level of a limitation that they have. Now that's easier to then, because once you know how to do the process, which I'm going to tell you guys towards the end of this podcast, so stick around to the end. I'm going to give you like steps of how you can actually get rid of the belief and what I do with my clients. So, but the challenging part is actually identifying it if it's not the one I just said. If you're aware of it and you know how to process it, pretty easy. You've become aware of it, go through the process, heal it, right? It's kind of like, it's analytical, it's step by step. It's a skill. Because dissolving limiting beliefs is a skill. Once you know how to do it, you know how to do it. So I'm not enough. You've identified it. Whatever the belief is, I'm not good with money. Money is evil. I don't deserve success. I'm broken. Whatever it is. Then you have a process. You go through it. You've dissolved the limiting belief. Hooray. Fantastic. The more challenging one is your unconscious ones, your unconscious beliefs. I forget who quotes this quote, but this quote is amazing. We question all of our beliefs except for the ones we truly believe, those we never think to question. I'll say it again. We question all of our beliefs except for the ones we truly believe, those we never think to question. I forget who says that. If anyone knows who references that, whack it in the comments below. So what does that mean? Say you've got two different religions. I'm not a very religious guy. I'm very spiritual, not religious. But say someone is hardcore Christian or Catholic. I forget the right terms. Doesn't matter. You believe in Jesus and God. Like man with the beard and Jesus, and that is your beliefs. And you're brought up with it. You're conditioned with it. You weren't born that way. You weren't born a Catholic. You weren't born a Christian. You're born a human. And those were the beliefs you downloaded. And that's okay. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. And then you get someone from a different religion who doesn't believe the same, but same thing. They were born into a family and a culture and a religious society who believe their religion. And now you've got two people who absolutely believe one thing and another person who absolutely believes the other thing. If you're not open to shifting beliefs because they're your true beliefs, it's very hard to change those ones. So to be able to actually do inner work, you need to be open-minded. You need to be willing to lean into it. You need to have firm beliefs, need to. I just projected my values just then. But you can, and if you want to grow, you need to have a level of openness and flexibility. Like if someone comes to me and challenges a belief that I have, generally my ego will perk up, but a lot of the time I'll take a breath and, but you know what? I'm open-minded. Tell me more. Give me some evidence. Show me where you're coming from. And I obviously filter it against my current beliefs and the evidence I have behind that. And I'm also questioning, is this an empowering belief or a limiting belief, right? So, point of the story is your conscious beliefs you become aware of a lot easier because you're aware of it, as long as you've got the strategy to dissolve it and heal through it. Fantastic. How do you become aware of the unconscious ones? Those ones are harder. I'm going to share an example. I caught up with a friend of mine yesterday, and we did a coaching session. And then afterwards, we were just chit-chatting, going back and forth and having a good conversation. And anyways, we were just having a conversation. I asked her a question. I said, what do you think about a lot? What's curious to you? What really fascinates you? And she said the term manifestation. I was like, great. Do you mind telling me, what does manifestation mean to you? And like, tell me more, essentially. I want to hear a little bit more. And her answer, unconsciously, she's like, oh, I'm not sure. Tell me about you. And she deflected straight back onto me. And she just changed the topic. And because I have a level of awareness, because I do this for a living, I say, look, sorry, can I challenge you on something? And she said, yes, because she's open-minded to it. I said, awesome. Did you realize that you just, when you had the opportunity to talk about yourself and go deeper about yourself, you deflected straight back onto me? I said, do you do that a lot? She's like, oh yeah, I do that all the time. Why? She's like, oh, I've never thought about that. And we didn't have time to get to the end of it because she was only over for a couple of, about sort of 10, 15 minutes. But I guarantee you, if I went a couple of layers deeper, if I had the time to do so, I would have found a limitation of like, my needs don't matter. I'm not important. I need to put everyone else's needs ahead of my own. And she wouldn't have been aware of that. So these unconscious ones are harder. You can't see the forest through the trees. This is the challenge with unconscious beliefs. So I've actually got some steps for you. So if you guys are watching the screen, watch the screen. If you're not watching the screen, watch the video version of this podcast. Just skip to this point in the podcast. Go to YouTube or Spotify. I'm actually showing you guys a bit of my book. I'm writing a book at the moment. So this is actually a piece of my book. So how do you identify these limitations? There's four ways to identify your limiting beliefs. Number one, I already said it, is you are already aware of it. You're aware that you think that you're not enough, that money is evil, that you don't deserve relationships, that whatever. You're aware of it. That's the first one. That's the easy one. The second one is become aware of when you get triggered. I talk a lot about triggers, traumatic reactions, and traumas. Whenever you identify a wound or a trauma, a lot of the time there will be a limiting belief attached to it. Not all the time, but very, very often. It's like you went through pain and you got abused, and then you've come up with the belief that you're a broken person, you deserve pain, or life is painful, life is scary. The wound and the limitation can often be linked together. Not all the time, but they can be. The third way is to have someone with a level of awareness who can reflect back to you a belief that you're not aware of. That story I was just sharing with you is an example of that, where she said something very sort of unconsciously, and I said, hey, can I challenge you on something? You just said this. I do this with my partner all the time. You can imagine being in a relationship with me. I'm working on turning that skill off sometimes, because it's like overcoaching your partner, and I'm learning not to be so rigid with that. But this is the example I use. If you see a baby drinking poison and you're an adult, are you going to stop the baby from drinking poison? Every single person I've asked that question to says yes. So when I hear a limiting belief, my mind is like, that's poison. Let's get that out. Let's dissolve that. But not everyone wants coaching. I get that. That's cool. So I'm just learning to turn that off a little bit. And then the fourth way. So first way is be aware. You're aware of your own beliefs. Pretty standard. Second is become conscious when you're triggered. Find the wound that's been triggered. And there's often a limiting belief attached to it. Then the third way is to have someone mirror back to you. So someone with a level of awareness, whether it's a friend or a coach or just someone who's like, can actually challenge you and mirror back to you in a healthy way. And the fourth one is to use a probing tool. So a probing tool is generally a question or like a sentence. Like you could say something like, as a coach, I've used this before. I'll get them to close their eyes, tune into their breath, and I'll say, okay, finish this sentence intuitively. The reason I can't be successful is... And whatever comes through them, generally there's some gold there. There's some substance to work with. Another question that I like using is, when was the first time you experienced or thought that you weren't enough? And you want to find the first memory. There can be a trauma there, a wound there. You want to heal through it and dissolve it. So that's how you find it. How do you find the limitation? I've just given you guys four ways. Be aware that you are. They're your conscious beliefs, and then your unconscious ones is be aware when you're triggered. Find the wound. It's often there. Third is have someone reflect back to you who has a really in-tuned, heightened level of awareness who can actually pitch a catch with you. And then the fourth way is use a probing tool. And I've got a ton of those. I use that with my clients all the time. Now, the last step is, okay, I've become aware of a limitation. How the fuck do I get rid of it? Great question. There's many different tools. If you've done NLP, timeline therapy, if you attended a Tony Robbins event, he does one of the processes there. These are the two that I like the most. So I'll use Tony Robbins' style for the first one. So he calls it his Dickens process. So if anyone's gone to UPW, Unleash the Power Within, it's a fantastic event. I would highly recommend if you can go do it, because I don't know how long Tony's going to be running that event for, because he's starting to get a bit older. But he does something called a Dickens process. So he gets you to become aware of a limiting belief. And essentially, all you do, to summarize it, is you link a lot of pain to the limiting belief, and then you link a lot of pleasure or positives to the empowering belief. Because we all do things out of pain and pleasure. We avoid things that are painful and we move towards things that are pleasurable. So you find the limiting belief, link a ton of pain to it. What are the downsides to this? He does like this timeline therapy exercise where you go into your future, go 10 years in the future. How does your life ended up because of this limiting belief? So you get all of this pain to this limiting belief. And then you get this empowering belief. What's the opposite of that belief? And you link all these positive pleasurable things to the empowering belief. That's the exercise in a nutshell. So that's something that you can do. Once you become aware of the limiting belief, write down, what are the downsides of this belief? How is this holding me back? If you understand values, if you listen to me or DeMartini as well, we talk a lot about values. I've modeled him big time, obviously, with that. Is know your values, link downsides to the from the limiting belief to your values. As an example, how is this limiting belief of I'm not enough going to affect my family? Going to affect my relationship, going to affect whatever. And you're linking negatives to the negative belief to the things that are most important to you, which are your values. And then you can do the inverse where you do the opposite. What's the positive belief? What's the inverse of this belief? And how is that going to improve my values? So linking positives to the positive belief. That's one way. This is the way I use 90% of the time. I do sometimes sprinkle in different ways, like the ultimate martial artist pulling from different arts at the right time at the right place to get the right result. So I do sprinkle in some of that, but this is my favorite one. Because if we go back to the example I was talking about, like a baby, you're not born with these limiting beliefs. You download them like a phone or a computer where it has default programming. I'll say that line again. We're born limitless, but we're programmed out of it. I'll say it again. We are born limitless, but we are programmed out of it. So often what I like doing is once you've identified the limiting belief, I'm not enough, my needs don't matter, I need to be perfect, I need to be on time, I can't show weakness, emotions are weak, money is evil, whatever it is. Once you've identified it, the magic question I have, and there's a bit of a process to go through, like it only takes me about 15, 20 minutes to do this process, but you want to just start to soften the belief and prove to yourself and your ego that it's not true. So there's a couple things that we do. I get people to find references of this belief not being true. And then once we get to it, the money question is once you've recognized that this belief is not true, it's not a truth. It's not a universal truth. It's your ego's truth, but it's not a universal truth. Once you've gotten to that point, the magic question, what becomes available to you with this belief not there? I'll say that again. What becomes available to you with this belief not there? Or how does your whole life, world, and reality change with this belief not there? Because essentially what I'm doing is getting them to, is asking the question, what's underneath that limiting belief? Think about that. You were born limitless. You had the default programming, like a computer. You've downloaded a virus. Essentially, I'm saying, what's underneath the virus? And freedom, abundance, possibility, perfect, enoughness, whatever it is, love, abundance. That's what's there. So I actually enjoy that process more. I don't often use the Tony version where it's like link all this pain to the bad one, link all this positive to the good one. I do sometimes. I like the other way, where what becomes available with this belief not there? And then another question is, once you've done that, what feelings become available to you? How does your day-to-day life change without this? And then the last question is, what replaces that old belief? In other words, what was underneath that limiting belief? What was underneath the virus? And it'll be like, I am enough. I am love. I am infinite. I am authentic. I am myself. Whatever it is. Because we were born limitless, but we were programmed out of it. I hope you got value from this one. I really enjoyed this. I've been starting to make more content of like things that I wish I knew when I was starting my journey. And this was certainly one of them. So, because when I heard about limiting beliefs, I'm like, oh yes, I'm sure I've got some. How do I do them? How do I find them? How do I work through them? I hope you got some value from this. If you're interested in doing work with me and actually going through my process, it's called the ego dissolving process and my balancing process. They're the two main tools I use with my clients, plus values and purpose and planning and all that stuff. If you're interested with that, guys, I've got details down below. I've got my website. I've got my conscious community. I do one-on-one coaching. If you could do me a massive favor, like the video, subscribe, leave a comment down below, and share this with a friend who you think would get value out of this. Because, yeah, If you're not sharing it, you either hate me or hate your friends, right? You hate me because you don't want to share it, or you hate your friends because you don't want to help your friends, right? So who do you want to help? Send it to them. I'd really appreciate it. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I'll see you on the next one.